the scriptures also are bona fide. They say like that.
Yes. We will accept it. If Bible says the same thing what Vedas say, what we'll accept Quran if what Quran says is the same thing as Vedas say. Then we'll accept. Otherwise you won't accept. You understand? There are basic authorities. You understand? So, acharyas are there, Vedic acharyas. Madhvacharya is one of the eminent acharyas. He has given a definition of shastra. What is shastra? Madhvacharya has given that definition. One thing. So, if you accept such book as shastra, it comes under that definition. Otherwise, you won't accept.
Then Prabhupada used to accept that Jesus Christ is a pure devotee. Prabhupada accept Jesus Christ as bona fide pure devotee.
Yes. Bona fide devotee, pure devotee accepts shastra. He speaks from shastra. He has accepted a bona fide guru who speaks from shastra. The guru or acharya never speaks outside shastra. Never speaks.
I mean, whatever Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ. My Guru Maharaj said, Jesus Christ was a devotee. Was a pure devotee. He has said so. So we accept it. Yes, Jesus Christ is a pure devotee. And my Guru Maharaj said, yes, we accept Jesus Christ as our Guru. Because he is a pure devotee. And whatever Jesus Christ says, that is in Veda. So we accept. But don't twist it, what Jesus Christ says. And repeatedly, and giving more emphasis on it, my Guru Maharaj says, Jesus Christ says, thou shalt not kill. But why are you killing? You are deviating Jesus Christ. So you are not bona fide followers of Jesus Christ. So we won't accept you. We accept Jesus Christ, but we won't accept you. But you are not following Jesus Christ. You are twisting his instructions. Because you are killing.
There are arguments for that. That the original word means don't murder, meaning only human beings. That's the way they are.
That is, they are twisting it. They say there is soul only in human beings, not in other species. That's not correct. Soul is in there.
But the word murder, they take that from the original, from the Greek, or whatever it is. And they have the original word, and they say it's murder, and not meaning human beings.
Jesus Christ has not said so. Thou shalt not kill. It's very simple. Why are you making it complicated? You understand? They're making it complicated. Murder, what is that? Murder. You are also murdering a an animal, and if you killing it for your food, that's also murder. We say so.
And then they'll say, well, you're killing vegetables. They say, you're killing a vegetable. You're killing vegetables.
Vegetable. You see, that is recommended in Vedas.
Well, it's not in my Bible. In my Bible, it says you can eat meat.
So, we'll accept Bible if it accepts Veda. What Bible says is that in Veda, then we'll accept it. Huh? we are not killing this vegetables. That is recommended in Vedas. You understand? In Bhagavatam, it is stated, jiva jivasya jivanam. You understand? Jiva jivasya jivanam. One jiva means living entity is jiva, jivan, life, or food of another jiva. That's a fact. And that is recommended. And Upanishad says, tyanate gunjitha.
Then Maharaj, why this
Nanda? You must take your share. Don't take other's share. You understand? This lions and tigers, they must kill the animals. That is their share. That is not your share. You human beings should not kill.
Yeah, but
you have enough to hear in the nature, enough rice, wheat, vegetables, milk, ghee, many nice things for you.
But our Bible speaks of animal sacrifices, and it's okay. It's sanctioned by God to eat meat, they say.
Buddhas, Buddhists say so. Lord Buddha came, stopped it. Animal sacrifice, yes, it was there, but it is not recommended in Kali Yuga. No Brahmanas are there that can utter, they can utter pure Vedic mantra and kill an animal and offer it to Agnide. Sacrifice, yajna, thereby he will get a new life and come up from the fire. Then that is death. You saw it, if you are so potent.
The Christians say, it doesn't matter what you put in, it's what comes out. They say, it doesn't matter what you eat, it's as long as you have love for God.
God has never said so. That is your own concoction. God has never said so. That argument was there. Mahaprabhu had that argument with Kaji, Chant Kaji. Mahaprabhu asked the same question, why are you killing cows? What sort of dharma is it? Cow is mother and bull is father. Pita mata mari khao eva kon dharma. You kill your father and mother and eat. What sort of religion it is? Mahaprabhu asked. Then Kaji said, oh, Amar Quran, Tomar Ved Puran, he says, as you have Ved Puran, we have Quran, our scripture, our Quran says. You understand? And in your Vedas it is said, Jagya Pashupata, animal sacrifice is their own kind, that you sacrifice. I'm saying, no. No such thing. We have nothing like that. We never kill animals in sacrifice. That's not real killing. The Vedic Brahmanas, those who can utter pure Vedic mantra, they will kill the old animals because he's suffering. Let that life be ended and let him get a new life. They thereby give him new life. That animal gets a new life and comes out of the sacrifice fire. That's not real killing. So, can you do it? Then why are you killing? We are never killing.
Well, it's the food. They say man is given dominion over the animals. Therefore we can eat meat. Man has dominion over the animals.
No. Men are not meant to eat meat.
They
are not cannibals. Men are not cannibals.
My Bible says man has dominion over the animals.
No. Yes. And we will never accept such statement. It is not in Vedas. And Jesus Christ has not said so. Jesus Christ, don't kill. You are twisted. You don't accept. You won't accept. So that argument is there with Qadi. Then Qadi was defeated and they accepted, yes, you found it, whatever, or you say that's correct. That's correct. But what shall we do? We have accepted such things. Not dharma. But whatever you say, that's correct. He admitted. Then Mahaprabhu says, in your dharma, those who are authorities, they don't know the real truth of dharma. They don't know it. They don't know the real truth what is given in Quran. Quran has never said this. Yes. And Qadi also admitted, yes, that's true. That's true. So, they twist things.
Even this word dominion, they say, well, the Bible says man has dominion over the animals. We say, well, dominion means protect.
Yes.
That's dominion of your children. Do you eat your children?
No. Mm-hmm. Mahaprabhu says, you are killing your father and mother. Will you kill your father and mother and eat their flesh? Mm-hmm. Where are you killing father and mother? Cow and bulls. Cow giving milk, says father. And bull. Giving milk, says mother, our mother. And bull helps us in producing grain, is like father. So, how will you kill your father and mother? Isn't that proper thing?
And human being.
Yes. Pitamata mari khaoi, kon dharma, he says. What sort of dharma it is that you kill father and mother and eat their flesh? What sort of dharma it is? Mahaprabhu is so strong, you see. Because he was defeated.
Chaitanya Charitamrita doesn't give detailed description of that whole conversation. In other words, it just kind of cuts it short.
Because if you read everything, Chaitanya Bhagavat, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Mangal, then you can get
the whole picture. I can tell you questions then you don't have questions. No question? Alright, I'm convinced I'll follow Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavad Gita.
Alright, let it be. This is enough for today.
Known as Achincha Veda Veda. And in other words, and one and different.
Yes.
But it's really sometimes it appears not easy to understand that. If you can maybe explain.
See, qualitatively one, the same, quantitatively different. You understand? It is said. That is, achinta is inconceivable. One and different. You understand? This is achinta vedavata. Example, popular example is given. You just take a drop of water from the vast sea, then send the components in that drop, and the components in vast sea are same, isn't it? But in vast sea, quantity is very great. In drop, quantity is very little. This is the difference. And that is the same. This is Achintya Bheda Bheda Tattva. You understand? This example is given. So, Jiva, soul, and super soul. Now, they are qualitatively one and quantitatively the other. Similar. This is known as Achintya Veda Veda Tattva. Why are you doing? Now, a gentleman.
Don't want the mercy.
His disciple, Gopal Krishna, he says. Only the disciples have this right to touch the feet, not others.
What about remnants from the plate? What about the food, prasadam remnants? Only the disciples?
Yes.
I heard Prabhupada say something about
that. Yeah, listen. Listen.
We can put the thing simultaneously. I can sure remember
something. Kumaraj, we've heard that if you touch someone's foot, you give them your karma, and then if you put your hand on their head, you give the karma back. Is that true?
Not applicable to one and all. Only those who are like elevated sannyasis, they can do so.
They can take
karma. And they can digest it. If you have no power to digest, you have to suffer from it.
One time I had some doctor and nurse touching my foot for a foot. I had a foot problem and they were touching my feet. And 3 days later, I was in the hospital for 3 weeks for something else. I won't mention now, but.
You see, that is doctor for treatment, he is touching. The purpose is different. You understand? When mind is put, was operated, doctors, nurses, they touch this.
Yeah, but you're a pure devotee, you
no,
Krishna protect.
Purpose is different. Because for treatment's sake.
Okay.
And they have been paid for it. I gave them money for it. But disciples' purpose is different. Mm-hmm. Devotees' purpose is different. So thereby I cannot take their karma. No.
So because the spiritual master is fully surrendered to Krishna, he doesn't have to suffer the reaction. Krishna absorbs it, protects him. Spiritual master.
Yeah, Krishna protects a spiritual master. He has power. He should have a very powerful person.
So
if he is not so powerful, he must have.
So the spiritual master is not surrendered, he suffers.
Yes. Maybe surrendered, but surrendered is not complete. And another thing is there. Disciples should also follow rules, regulations strictly. And chant, disciples should be true disciples. Then there will be no suffering at all. If the disciples will not follow the order of spiritual master, then spiritual master has accepted such disciples. They don't follow him, they don't obey him. So yes, he will suffer, he should be punished. Why he has accepted such disciples?
Sometimes we've seen disciples, so-called disciples, they get initiated and then the next day they leave and take up simple activity.
This is the guru should suffer for it. And disciple must suffer and he'll go to hell, definitely. But the guru should suffer because why he has accepted such disciples? Therefore restriction is there. He should first test them, examine them very carefully for 1 year as I was telling. And he's convinced that yes, he will be obedient. So endure mind discipline. He can endure. Severe discipline I may inflict upon him. And then he'll accept it.
Under certain circumstances, spiritual master may initiate disciples sooner because he can see the heart, the sincerity of the disciple. How does that work?
Yes, spiritual master has that power, but we should test. Because conditions so sometimes may show some loyalty, some submissiveness, but after that you may change also.
What is the value of that initiation if the disciple doesn't take it seriously? Does it have any value?
What?
If disciple is not a genuine disciple, he takes initiation and then leaves right away, does that have any value?
It has no value. Therefore both will suffer, the good spiritual master as well as disciple. Both will suffer.
In that case, Maharaj, does he remain anymore a disciple of that particular guru? Does that disciple remain constantly to be a disciple of that guru?
He should be obedient, he should be constantly obedient to guru.
No, if he doesn't obey the guru and he leaves the
guru? He may leave that place, by the order of guru, he may stay elsewhere, but he will perform service what guru has said.
That is true, but in case if he entangles with the material activities,
then he is no longer a disciple. He cannot be said to be a disciple.
So relationship is cut off?
Initiation.
Yes, the relationship will be cut off.
It's automatically cut off if you...
Yes, relationship will be cut off. Yeah. And that disciple will be punished.
What if a disciple, after many years of maybe sincere service, just succumbs to the material, is overwhelmed by the material energy and then leaves, his relationship then cut off? Or?
Yes, definitely cut off.
But he can come back to the spiritual master and he can be renewed?
Yes, if he may come back. Spiritual master is very merciful. So, spiritual master will chastise him, inflict discipline on him, and he should tolerate it.
I thought that the spiritual master comes back to save fallen disciples.
That's also a fact. Once accepted, spiritual master, he has accepted once, he's so merciful if his disciple falls down. Even he goes to hell, spiritual master has to go to hell. Go to hell. To deliver his
disciples.
Yeah. So much.
But we shouldn't want our spiritual masters to go to hell for us.
Very bad.
It would be horrible. We wouldn't want our spiritual master.
And disciples should know all these things. And he should be very, very careful. My spiritual master, he is so merciful that he exhorts himself so much to deliver me. Then because of some maya, from this horrible situation, material existence, why shall I do such work or commit such sinful activity for which my spiritual master will suffer? I should not do like that. I cannot pay back the good the spiritual master has done to me. Why shall I be cause of his suffering? You understand? When he is a wise and intelligent disciple or conscientious one, he should think like that. He should be very careful.
Am I to expect that you're going to give me some heavy test?
Yes.
Before initiation?
If needed.
What's that?
If needed. Yes. That is up to spiritual master.
Spiritual master knows the right time.
Yes. He knows the right time. What is needed in what time. Have you taken prasad? What's your name?
B. Krishna Das.
B. Krishna Das. So initiated name?
There is an initiated name.
Krishna Das.
Veer Krishna Das.
B.
B I R Veer.
B. Veer Krishna. Oh, Veer Krishna. Veer Krishna. Achha. What's your legal name?
That's my spiritual name.
The spiritual name, legal name?
That is Babu Bhai Patel.
Babu Bhai Patel, yes.
That is my Karmi name.
That's all right. Veer Krishna, so Veer Krishna, so, taken prasad?
Yes, Maharaj, I had my prasad.
All of your friends?
Yes, Maharaj, we all had.
A prasad.
Yes, Maharaj.
Tell all your children, all your family members to chant.
Yeah, they chant.
They chant.
Of course, my children, they don't chant regularly, but sometimes whenever they are in mood, they chant.
Mm.
And occasionally when I preach them,
then when
they are in mood, they chant little more rounds.
In this way?
Yeah, that's
true. Chanting is regular.
Yeah, but they do render a lot of service in the temple when we go on every Sunday there.
That's good. That's the real way to teach the parents' responsibility. To train the children in this way. They should know that they are servants of Krishna, they have to render service to the Lord Krishna. So, what's your name?
Krishna Rao.
Krishna Rao.
Yes, same name. We were seen under your foot, Maharaj, they are all same. Those be all same.
Same name. Namesake. So, you're staying in ashram now, temple? Huh? You put on bhoti.
And from yesterday. My exams are over. Tomorrow I'll buy.
Yes. Sir, you have mustache? No mustache? Put on dhoti. Because become devotee. Yes. Chant Hare Krishna. Because when you are here, this is discipline here.
And you
abide by the discipline.
I have one question. They are four bona fide sampradayas, isn't it? So, why did Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Himself, in this Kali Yuga, accept, why did He accept this Brahma sampradaya? Why?
Mahaprabhu Himself has said that too. You understand? That is in Chaitanya Charitamrita. In Brahma Sampradaya, Acharya is Madhvacharya, in Kali Yuga. Madhvacharya, that place is Udupi. Udupi in South India. You have not seen that place. One day you may go there and see Udupi. You understand?
Yes.
And Madhvacharya, once, Madhvacharya is a very powerful Acharya. Very powerful, eminent Acharya. It is stated that he is Vayu avatar, incarnation of Vayu Dev. You understand?
Yes.
Trutiya Maruti Tanu. First is Hanuman Maruti.
Vayu Putra.
Vayu Putra, son of Vayu Dev. Second, Bhimsen is also son of Vayu. And third, Madhvacharya, Trutiya Maruti Tanu. You understand? Incarnation. Vayu Dev. So, he is very strong and stout. Hanuman, Bhim, very strong and stout. He is very strong and stout. He is also spiritually very powerful. Once you are sitting on the bank of the seashore, you see, one chant was going, the trade, business thing, in his vessel, you see. And by chance, that vessel was stuck to the sand. It couldn't be lifted. So, Madhvacharya was just noticing it. So he just saw like the samudra, the hands waving like that, and the boat is drifted, you see. And the chief man of the boat, the chief sailor, you see, he could understand this person is Mahatma, such wonderful power. So he went there, paid the senses, and presented him a gopi chandan, a piece of gopi chandan. Gopi chandan means that tilak, you understand? A very big piece he presented. And while Madhvacharya was carrying it, he just fell down and broke. And out of it, a DP came down. Bal Gopal. Gopal deity. In one hand, the deity who called a tuning rod, you understand? And a stick, another rod. Rod and rope. Tuning rod and tuning rope. And that deity, Madhvacharya worshipped. Installed and worshipped. One time.
Yes.
So when Mahaprabhu was traveling, he saw that deity. And he said that, this is very good in your temple house. Now they are worshipping Bal Gopal. You understand? Krishna is the only worshipable deity. They are worshipping that deity. This is one reason why Mahaprabhu accepted that sampradaya. Another is, in that sampradaya, Madhava sampradaya, that Madhavendra Puri comes. You understand? Madhavendra Puri is the spiritual master of Ishwar Puri, and Ishwar Puri is the spiritual master of Mahaprabhu. And from Madhavendra Puri, this praise, love of Krishna, is first introduced. You understand? Madhavendra Puri was the first person in that sampradaya. In other sampradayas, nobody teaches about this love of Godhead. But in this Madhava sampradaya, Madhavendra Puri teaches, he had that gopi bhav. Madhavendra Puri had gopi bhav. You understand? That mellow is there. And that is why Mahaprabhu accepted this sampradaya. Because Mahaprabhu has given that gopi bhav. You understand? And this is the reason why Mahaprabhu accepted Madhava. In other sampradayas, it is not there.
These other sampradayas, they only bring one as far as Vaikuntha planet?
Vaikuntha planet.
So it's all in Oran Rabbit?
After Vaikuntha, Aishwarya. Aishwarya mark, opulence. No prem. Madhurya is not there.
No prem, does that mean Dasha is the highest? Dasha Ras is the highest?
Yes, in Vaikuntha, we have five main rasas. In Vaikuntha, 2.5 rasas are there.
Two and a half.
2.5
in Vaikuntha. Shanta, Dasha, opulence, appreciation of the opulence, Aishwarya?
Half of Sakya Rasa, half.
Not pure Sakya
Rasa. There are two. One Aishwarya, another Madhurya Sakya. Aishwarya Sakya, Madhurya Sakya. One thing.
Madhurya Sakya.
Sakya. As for example, you see, Arjun was in Sakshara, isn't it? Sakha Oshime, Bhakta Oshime, Priya Oshime.
Bhakta Oshime, Shikara,
Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, he was my friend, Sakha, very dear friend. So he was in Sakshara. But then Krishna manifested his universal form, very gigantic form, fearful. Krishna, I mean, Arjuna was very much afraid. So, Bhavan Udra Rupa, he said, who are you? Such horrible form. He was very much afraid. He was praying with folded hands, prayer. You understand? So this is Aishwarya Sakya. You understand? Thereafter, the fear is there. You understand? Fear is there. In Aishwarya Sakya, fear is there. And Sugriv is also in Sakya Rav. Vidhishan is also in Sakya Rav.
Is Arjuna going from here to here, back and forth? Well, it's sometimes he's not aware that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He's thinking Krishna is just my friend.
But when he saw this Vishwarup, then he said, I didn't know that you are so powerful.
Right.
So I was treating you as my friend. Sometimes we slept together, we dined together, many jokes. So please excuse me. So kya amoy? He said. And similar is the Rasa of Vibhishana and Sugri, Sakya.
My question is,
you see, but they are all afraid of Ram. But cowherd boys are also in Sakya Rasa. But they are not afraid, they are caring, they are just climbing on the shoulder of Krishna, you see. They are not afraid. That is Madhurya Sakya. You understand now?
Can someone be like, can Arjuna be going, swaying back from Madhurya Sakya to Aishwarya Sakya back and forth?
No. Arjuna is Aishwarya Sakya.
But before he saw the universal form, he was in Madhurya Sakya or always in?
No, he was not in that boss, but out of ignorance he was reading like that, therefore he begged excuse. Our boy never begged excuse.
So was this Yoga Maya?
That is lost, suppose.
I have a question about this poem that Srila Prabhupada wrote aboard the Jaladuta on his way from India to Boston. Now in that, I had read one commentary of Satrup Maharaj, and with Srila Prabhupada saying that when will that day be mine, my dear Lord, when I can frolic in the fields and roll around. I don't know if you know if I'm explaining it properly, but I can roll and play with you in the grass. And Satrup Maharaj said, this indicates that Srila Prabhupada is in the Sakya Rasa.
Sakya Rasa.
Is that a speculation or is Prabhupada, I mean, are we speculating to think we know where what lost the Prabhupada's in?
Yes, the spiritual master may come, may have Saksharas or Gopi. Understand? But those who are in Madhurya path, they are one among the Gopis or Manjari. Spiritual master. Therefore we say spiritual master is Radha Priya Sakhi. It is dear Rama companion of Srimati Radharani. At the same time the manifestation of Nityananda Prabhu. Two mix. And also the spiritual master is one of the cowherd boys.
But it's not really, it's too elevated of a topic to figure this out. Because you were explaining that the followers of Mahaprabhu are all in conjugal Madhurya Ras. So therefore, if we say Prabhupada is in Sakya Ras, it seems like lessening his position. When we should think Prabhupada's in the highest based on what he's done.
You see, in Madhurya Rasa, there are all rasas are there. One time. Madhurya Rasa is topmost rasa. Santo, Dasya, Satya, Vatsanya, Madhurya. So in Dasya Rasa, Santo is there. And in Satya Rasa, Santo, Dasya, Satya is there. In Dasya Rasa, Santo, Dasya, Satya. In Madhurya, Santo, Dasya, Satya, Dasya. This is the
meaning. I remember Srila Prabhupada gives the analogy of earth, water, fire, air, ether, and smell, taste, touch. In other words, the different elements have certain characteristics. And earth has all of the five characteristics of hear, sound, scent, smelling, sight, taste, and touch. And it compares earth to Madhurya Ras, where it has all of the top.
Yes. Similar. Madhurya Ras. Prabhupada is Madhurya Ras. So, Saksha is there.
Makes it clear.
In Madhurya Ras, is Radha Priya Sakhi is one of the Sakhi's Manjaris, dear Garu companions of Radharani.
Already stated that Madhurya stage is complete.
Madhurya stage is complete, yes.
I mean, that is others complete. Included.
Yes, incomplete. Madhurya stage is complete.
Definitely. Is it frequent that one changes rasa, or is that infrequent?
You see, we have eternal relationships with Krishna. And say five mukhya principle rasa samanda. Let's understand five principle rasas. And each living entity is related with Krishna in one of these five.
How does different types of liberation, so like Salokya, Sarupya, Samitya, how does that fit in to the different rasas?
Those are pure devotees and never want for me. Mukti. Salokya, Sarupya, Samitya, they don't want. They don't want.
But it comes anyway?
May come, but they keep it. Get out.
Is it present in Goloka?
No, it's not in Goloka. It is present.
Okay.
5,000 for mukti, liberation. Like the pure devotees don't want it. They don't want it. Diya mana non grunati. Not sevanam guru. If Krishna gives them, they never accept it. No, I don't accept it.
But if Krishna gives them, they'll accept. Except for merging.
Huh?
If Krishna gives them, then they have to accept. Except for becoming one.
No, then of course not becoming one in the devotional service.
But no, that they will not accept.
Then, even they never accept the samitya, sakti and salokya. But to speak of this brahmacharya, that is like hellish situation. They never accept all this, any kind of liberation. They only want to serve Krishna.
The living entity in the Brahma Jyoti was merged in the Brahma Jyoti temporarily. Is he conscious? Is he conscious or is he asleep?
All is always conscious. Arati Gita. All is always.
So, how can he? It just seems like he's been very bored. It would seem like a very dull existence.
Yes. Because there is no activity. No activity is there. In Brahmana problem. Therefore, devotees don't want it. Those who are Mahabhadi, Jnani, they want it. For devotees, that is hellish situation. Kaivalya Narakaya. Prabhupada Sarvati says, Kaivalya Narakaya. Kaivalya Mukti. That means, imagine effulgent, Brahman effulgent. Sahaja Mukti is like hellish situation. Devotees never want it, they will never go there. That is meant for the jnani. You understand? Mahabhadi is jnani. They can stay there, they'll fall down.
How long? How long could you stay up there?
Not so long.
Not so long.
You know, that's not the place at all. They will fall down. And Ramananda Raj says, when Mahaprabhu asked that question, Ramananda Raj, Mumukshu Mumukshu Ravati, what is the destination of a bubukshu and mumukshu? Bubukshu means that one to enjoy, that those who perform pious activities, they are known as bubukshu. They want to enjoy sunshine. So they are elevated to the planetary demigod planet. And they are born as demigods. Devadeha. Then he was born, they get. Mumukshu don't want to merge. And so, Brahman called them. They are known as Mumukshu. They want Mumukshu means mukti, liberation. And what is their destination? Ramananda Raya says, Avadeha. When they fall down, they will get the body of the tree, either tree or mountain.
It would be a waste of time. Can a devotee's particular service that he's doing for the spiritual master in the material world as he's performing sadhana, can that type of service he's doing determine what relationship, like if he's a preacher or he's a pot washer or a pujari, he's a pujari or a pot washer or a preacher, can that determine what his relationship with Krishna is going to be?
Yes, devotee when makes advancement, when he becomes pure, heart is pure, makes advancement, then he can realize what is his relationship. That is the question of realization.
So it's not a question of what type of activity he's doing.
No. It doesn't matter. For better or worse. You understand? Do any activity under the guidance of Guru, that is fine.
I see.
No matter.
So much. It is said that a pure devotee and to achieve bhava, he doesn't need any own pleasure. A pure devotee, a pure servant of Lord Krishna, he does need the pleasure for himself. He wants to please Lord Krishna. But at the same time, the nature of soul is ananda, to enjoy, to be, it's nature of soul. So how that soul is completely bereft of
self-pleasure,
how can he enjoy?
No. The nature of the soul is to get pleasure. You understand?
Yes,
the gopis, you take the example of gopis. The gopis never desire for their own pleasure. They never desire. Their only desire to please Krishna. You understand?
Yes.
That is something called kama and prema. Kama means own pleasure. Prema means to please the senses of Krishna. That is prema. You understand? And there is no question of kama, own pleasure, own sense pleasure, in gopis. But gopis, they dress themselves nicely, nice dress.
Yes.
They decorate their bodies nicely.
I read today in the Krishna book, yes.
Yes. You understand? Why are they doing like that? Some may ask this question. If gopis have no personal sense pleasure, why are they doing like that? Thereby they will be attracted by Krishna, or Krishna will enjoy them. Thereby they will get pleasure.
Yes.
But gopis have no such desire. Gopis only decorate them and dress them nicely and put nice ornaments in order to give pleasure to Krishna. When Krishna will see them, Krishna will be pleased. You understand? And thereby they will be enjoyed by Krishna. Krishna will be pleased. You understand? Example is given, the pujari.
Yes.
The cylinder, the arati plate and paraphernalia,
yes.
Very nice and looks glittering. Why? Because they are Krishna's and Krishna will be pleased thereby. This is
for themselves.
That's not the pujari. Owner pujari will never get pleasure out of it. But pleasure is not. Similarly, gopis are cleaning their bodies, nice ornaments, nice saris, putting a nice, decorating themselves very nicely. Krishna will be pleased thereby. And Krishna will see them, he will be pleased.
So whatever pure devotee does, it's not just in order to please Krishna.
Yes.
Everything.
Yes.
Every single activity.
Every single activity.
It must be very elevated stage.
Very. Therefore, Vaishnavas are very pure, put on nice dresses, clean dresses, decorate tilakas, everything in their body. You see, this is the temple of the Lord, the temple decoration and temple cleaning, Mandir Marjan. Huh? understand?
Yes, Guruji. And Prabhupada said also that whatever relation you may have with Krishna, even and in the mood of wrath, in the mood of fear. Yes. Or in the mood of lust. But if that relationship is established with Krishna, it's good. So how can one be lust toward Krishna?
Like Gopi?
Gopi, they're not, I don't know if they're lusty.
Gopis are lusty, but the lusty is for Krishna.
What about
Gopja?
What about the hunter
Gopja?
Gopja, yes, I was saying
that. Gopja has that rasa, which is aishwarya, not madhurya. Like Lakshmi, Rukmini, Satyabhama. They are aishwaryamai, not madhurya. Gopja, that category.
What difference between Aishwarya and Madhurya?
We don't know. Aishwarya means opulence. Madhurya means...
let's say Bhava.
Like Gopi Bhava.
Gopi Bhava.
They need nothing, no opulence, but natural love.
Gopja comes under that category, Aishwarya. You understand?
Srila Prabhupada explains that Mother Yashoda's love is more pure than Devaki.
Yes. Because Mother Yashoda thought Krishna saw her best. But Krishna didn't saw the best of the rock.
And where Guru Maharaj in the Krishna's pastime in Vrindavan?
Then Yashoda, Vatsalya Ras, is in Madhurya category. Understand? Not in Aishwarya category. There are two types always. Aishwarya and Madhurya. Understand? In Vatsalya Ras, you find two types. Devaki is Vatsalya. Aishwarya category, whereas Yashoda's Vatsalya is Madhurya category. You understand? And similarly, Satyabhama, Rukmini, Satyabhama,
yes.
Rambhavati, 16,000 wives of Krishna, they are loved in Aishwarya category. But Gopi are also wives of Krishna. But then Madhurya category. Madhurya category.
I have a question. In the Krishna book, it's explained how when Krishna's playing his flute, the gopis would leave their husbands and someone would be churning butter.
Anything, whatever they leave the rhythm. Someone would be talking. Allowing a child to start a place.
So my question is, and Prabhupada says later that they actually don't go in the pure body, but they go in their spiritual body.
Yeah, spiritual body, Baba.
In the pure world, though.
Yes. And Krishna can't, Krishna make the body.
No. Krishna is not different in his body.
It's the spiritual body.
Yes.
The devotee is Vaishnava. Very pure devotee has the natural body.
No.
Srila Prabhupada says in another part that the husbands didn't know that their wives left because the body was there, but the spirit soul went to Krishna. And then another portion he says that they left their husbands, they left
everything. And one of the husbands bound up, you see, his wife. Didn't allow her to go there. So she left her body. She left her body. She died.
Yeah.
And then she died because I couldn't go to Krishna. What is the message of this body? She left that body. She died. And she said, doctor, burn my body. One time. Yeah. Don't burn. Burn up. Or burn. Let my body be like that. Because Krishna will be thinking of me. Krishna will be inquiring why that gopi will not come. So when he will come, he will see my body. So he will have some consolation. So don't burn my body. Don't destroy my body. Don't destroy my body.
There's no material body at all.
Don't
think you're wrong. And is all of the associates of Krishna doing that spiritual body?
Yes. Yes. How? How with this metal body you will associate with Krishna?
Is it possible?
Unless you are really able to do that thing. How can you associate with Krishna?
How about demons like Kamsa? Demons like Kamsa. Is that material body or spiritual body?
No, you see, they have little body. Demons. But demon killing work is not the work of Krishna. The Vasudeva work. They are not in spiritual world. Are demons are in spiritual world? Yes. In material world. And that is known as Bhauma Lila. You understand? It's known as Bhauma Lila. Bhauma means the Aarti Lila. Aarti Lila. You understand? There's some difference in Bhauma Lila and that Lila. Is eternal. Golak Vrindavan. Some difference is there. Here is demon cleaning, healing. There is no demon cleaning, healing. You understand? And the Vasudev form. Vasudev, four-handed form. He kills demons. And Krishna is the source of all incarnations. So Vasudev is in his body. Krishna has only one business, to be always in the rasa dance, not two or three.
So, other so-called Krishna's activities, other so-called Krishna's activities, they are not performed by Krishna himself, by his incarnation, Vasudev.
Especially demon concealing.
Yes.
I have to go to Kaviraj tonight.
And Guru Maharaj, such act, the way the gopis act, they left everything, house. I read today that chapter. I read today Krishna book. They left everything. And how can people tolerate such thing? How people, inhabitants of Vrindavan, all inhabitants of Vrindavan, can tolerate such thing?
Tolerate.
And normally, that seems very like sinful, and to leave everything, house, husband.
That is our material calculation. But the residents of Vrindavan are not material inhabitants. They know all these things. It's material calculation.
And always, when we speak about Krishna's pastime, and between coward boy and coward damsel of Raja, we see that pastime of Krishna with coward damsel is more celebrated than coward boy. We speak always, what difference between coward boy and gopi?
Difference of rasa only.
Yes.
Coward boy is for sure of. They are in Madhurya Rasa.
And a spirit world, they are, we find that they are also men, male and females. In spiritual world, they are all Krishna internal energies. So, we're different between the male and female in the spiritual world.
Actual non-difference. Two senses are of no difference. There is no difference. Because the only difference in this male of half. No other difference. According to body, we form it.
So in spiritual world, they are those who are eternally male and others eternally female.
Yes. Because there is no birth and death.
Yes.
No change of body.
Yes.
Eternal. Everything is eternal. We cannot think it of. We are material beings.
I have one question here. In material world, we have men and women because they have to continue their generation. Is that the same question there in the spiritual world?
Spiritual world, there are males and females.
Yeah.
But no procreation. No procreation. Procreation is here. There are no procreation.
Then why should there be men and women? Either
that
men...
That is for the enjoyment of Krishna, who is also mellow.
And they are always young.
They are always young.
So the strength of the goal of Vrindavan increases provided we do more worship here on the earth. Or on the different planet.
Say again.
The population of Vrindavan, whole of Vrindavan increases depending upon the
there is no increase
what we do here.
You see, in spiritual world, there is no question of increase or decrease. It always comes down and down.
1 + 1 = 1. 1 + 1 = 1.
1. No increase, no decrease.
A man or a soul from the material world after worshipping Krishna for many, many years, when he elevates himself to the standard of Goloka Vrindavan, does not it become one more man or whatever body the soul has there in the Goloka Vrindavan?
It is impossible, I will say 1 + 1 = 1.
Maybe it remains one.
And no possible increase is that you cannot think it of. How is 1 + 1 = 1? Yeah. 1 + 1 = 2.
So any relationship one may have with Krishna spiritual is completely satisfied.
Yes.
There's no question to say in the spiritual world that, for example, cowboy, there's no question to say that between cowboy and gopis, to say that the cowboy is much...
No, you see, Madhurya Ras Gopi Bhav is the best of all. That's a fact. But what relationship we have will be in that life. That's all right.
That's good.
You understand?
Yes.
Yeah. Vishnu wants that we should be in that Ras and give him pleasure. That's all right.
See, we try to understand, but sometimes
it's inconceivable. Yes. Because that is spiritual matters. Our mind is material.
Mm.
How can it conceive of the spiritual matters?
I have a question. It's inconceivable, also probably the answer. How is it that, like Bhagavad Gita explains, the material Mahatattva is 1/4 of the whole creation? But the spiritual world is unlimited, infinite. Does that mean that the Mahatattva is also 1/4 of infinite, which is also infinite? or is it just given to?
It's one fourth of the total. You understand? And the spiritual world is three fourths of the complete world. It is one fourth, that is three fourths.
But my question is that the spiritual world is unlimited.
Yes.
And so does that
we cannot conceive of that threefold also.
But is that just an estimate just for our understanding, or is it an accurate estimation?
That's unlimited for us. You understand?
But one-fourth of unlimited is also unlimited.
Yes, we cannot measure it, this material manifestation. The scientist may be so great, he cannot measure it. It is also unlimited for a material scientist also. One-fourth is so great. What to speak of three-fourths?
It's just inconceivable.
It's all inconceivable.
The pure world is always existing?
No.
Not always existing. So,
temporary, asatam. Gita says, temporarily existing. It will create it and it will be annihilated.
From the breath of Mahavishnu.
Yes.
But is it always going on? Is there ever a time where everyone can be liberated?
Not liberated. At the time of dissolution, all living entities enter into the Mahatattva and Mahatattva enter into the body of Mahavishnu. They lie there. When again next creation comes, they again come out. In the same way.
Not the same as being the Brahma Jyoti?
No.
Different existence.
No.
Sleeping?
Sleeping, life.
The long haul. Waste of time.
And Guru Mahārāj, sometimes myself once asked this question, and also some person also asked the same question. They said that in Bhagavad Gita, if Arjuna was intimate associate of Lord Krishna, eternal companion of Lord Krishna, that why he could understand Bhagavad Gita and could act accordingly and achieve that stage. So there is only one Krishna, one Arjuna. So other living entities, how can them get such strength at Arjuna? Because Arjuna gets like that strength from Krishna, and by Krishna will, he was put in Yoga Maya to act like that. So other living entities, how can them act at Arjuna? Because they are not like Arjuna. Their relationship is not like Arjuna and Krishna.
They are not like Arjuna. Arjuna is not a conditioned soul. He is a liberated soul. He is a path soul. Eternal path soul. Associate of Krishna.
Yes.
When Krishna's this lila is manifested, Kurukshetra lila, Arjuna is there always. You understand?
Yes.
But to teach the conditioned soul, Arjuna just play the part of a conditioned soul. You understand?
Yes.
And this Guru Shishya Sambhav is there. He accepted Krishna as spiritual master. And he became disciple. Shishya Teyam Sadhiman. So this is needed. Also to accept, approach a spiritual master and inquire about this tattva. And spiritual master will impart knowledge. Arjuna knows all these things because he is close companion of Krishna, dear friend of Krishna, eternal, associate of Krishna. Only for our benefit, he asks for us on our behalf. These are both the Supreme Lord and his dear disciple. Devotees are very, very merciful for conditions.
But in reality, Arjuna was
feeling like conditioned soul.
Yes. To detox. Yeah. So you are asking the same question as we have questions, the conditioned soul. So Arjuna has asked all questions on our behalf and have got the answer from the Supreme Lord. There are no other questions left for us. We'll find all questions are there.
And some say that Arjuna could overcome this illusion,
yes,
because he was, that plan has been made by Krishna,
uh-huh,
already. He was young companion. It's not a question for him,
uh-huh,
to fall.
Yes.
So other living entities, Prabhupada says also in Bhagavad Gita that one should act as Arjuna.
Yes, as Arjuna accepted Krishna. And Arjuna received knowledge from Krishna. Living entity should do like that. Arjuna did as a conditioned soul, acted as a conditioned soul, not as a liberated soul, in order to teach us. It's so merciful.
So the conditioned soul has to adopt that attitude?
Yes.
Of Arjuna.
Yes. Though Arjuna was ever liberated, eternally liberated, is a constant association, eternal associate of Krishna, still he is acted like that for us. You understand? He is so merciful. This is the only reason. One should not think that Arjuna is one like us.
That even Arjuna was very merciful on behalf of us. He asked all the questions to Krishna.
Again.
Yes, Arjuna was so merciful for the fallen soul that, yes, he asked all the questions on our behalf.
Yes, yes, he asked all questions on our behalf. Yes. Very much. Devotees are more merciful than the Lord.
Yes.
Yes. Lord is merciful, but devotees are more merciful. Vaishnavas are more merciful than the Lord. All right, you go from this classroom.
I see the wonderful potential in this land.
Mm.
A lot of potential.
Mm.
They were telling me about having a Gurukul there.
Everything. Naturopathy, hospital, guest house,
maybe
old temple.
How long will this Gurukul be? You know, maybe we're talking about 10 years, 15 years?
First, I will complete this one. This is my Guru Maharaj project. Then I will divert my attention there, nothing more. Just keep it. Let it be kept.
You're not going to have a
group
here, right?
Huh? But here we have no land. No. This is everything, no land. Therefore, we have occupied that piece. Now we have made garden there. That is not our land.
Oh.
That is government land. We have encroached it.
I didn't know that.
Yes, we have encroached it. That's not government land. That's government land, that's our land.
What are the lands on the other side?
Other persons.
Oh.
So, we have applied to government to give it to us, but it has not yet been decided.
Oh. Up to Krishna.
Up to Krishna. Yeah. Anyhow, we have occupied it now and grossed. Utilizing it for this manner. But unless it is in our name, we cannot construct anything there. No, they will break down.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Today during the class, you were saying that there was a great meeting
long waste of time.
Yeah. And in Padma Puran, it is also said, when a pure devotee, after quitting his body here, goes directly to the Krishna Lok, you see, he will, passing through all these layers, earthly layers, you see. And when he was passing, when he is passing through Brahma, Brahma's abode, Brahma was waiting with the arati plate. Arati plate, arati. Arati, you see, Pujari is doing arati. Some plates, lamp is there, green lamp, camphor wine, water, handkerchief, wind sticks, incense sticks, so many things in the plate, flower, for offering to the deity. So, Brahma with arati plate was waiting, oh, when he will pass through this, I will just give him our senses and offer arati to him. Mentioning Padmapura.
I wanted to ask you a question, because everything we hear should be confirmed by the Guru. Like I heard in Puri from Gajendra Maharani, from Suncrafts.
Mm-hmm.
You know Gajendra?
Gajendra.
Yeah, from Suncrafts, the man who makes the Jagannath TVs.
Mm-hmm.
He said...
Maharana.
Maharana. Mm-hmm. He said that when somebody takes Jagannath Prasad, Mahaprasad, whoever you're taking it with, that means you've known each other in previous lives.
Hmm?
He said that whoever you take Mahaprasad in association with...
Association with devotees.
Devotees. Or anyone who's taking Mahaprasad, they've had association with each other in previous lives. And I wanted to know if you heard...
What you said?
They have known each other.
Know each other?
In previous life.
He can understand what he was. He could know what he was in his previous life.
No. I'm saying that he said... that it, like that there's an old saying in Puri that anyone who takes Mahaprasad together in the association, whoever is taking Prasad, let's say in one room, that means those persons have had some contact in a previous life.
Oh, previous life.
Yes.
Had contact.
Yes.
It is not mentioned anywhere.
This is speculation.
Eternal relationship. When you speak of eternal relationship, or guru-sishya samparaka, relationship of guru and sishya, eternal relationship, like that. We have forgotten anyhow that opportunity comes to revive it.
You were speaking last week, and I never spoke to you about it, about your disciples being pukkha disciples. You want your disciples to be pukkha.
Yeah.
You know, to know everything, to know the Shastra, and be able to represent you well.
Yeah.
I was thinking, there's an old saying in America, they say, you cannot teach an old dog new tricks. You can't teach an old dog new tricks.
New tricks.
In other words, someone who's been around, who's old, he can't learn anymore. He's too dull-headed.
See, by the grace of Guru and Gauranga, whatever one may be very, very dull, he will speak Vedas. We have one saying, Mukam karoti vatalam pamulam vati giri. You understand? Lakrupasmamandasrigurudinatarini paramanandamam. Wishing it. One may be a dumb mukha. He doesn't know what to speak. Mukha, dumb. But he will become bhata. By the mercy of Sri Guru and Madhav Krishna. He can speak Vedas. You see. Many instances are there.
Sometimes I'm thinking this is just like metaphorical and has no real, it's not really true. I was thinking like that in the past. It's
miracle. Miracle? Speak of miracle?
No, like not really true, just like
not true. Like true. No, just true. We are saying.
Yes.
No. It's true, it's a fact. It's a fact. Definitely fact. We have no qualification. But by the mercy of Guru and the Gauranga, we can speak all these things. It's the only mercy, nothing else. No other way, no other means of sadhana you can have it, you understand. Many instances are there and it is true fact. In Chaitanya Charitamrita you will find Sivananda Sen's son. Have you heard that story? Puridas.
I'm not sure which story you mean.
Puridas, a small son, child of Sivananda Sen. You understand, Sivananda Sen is a very dear devotee of Mahaprabhu. Every year, Sivananda Sen and other Gaudiya Bhaktas used to come to Puri, because Mahaprabhu was staying there after taking up sannyas, obeying the orders of his mother Sachidevi. So every year Gaudiya Bhaktas used to come there. You understand? So Sivananda Sen was leader. They are coming, they were doing Padajatra by walking. They were all coming. And Sivananda Sen was the leader. You understand? So Sivananda Sen was coming with his family members, with his wife, with children, everything. Sivananda Sen had a son named Puridas, small child. When he was too small, the child, a baby, Mahaprabhu thrust this toe into his mouth and he sucked to it. He had sucked to it, you understand? So much mercy that baby had received when grew up, say, some 5-6 years old. Son name was Puridas. So Sivananda Sen went with that small child, Puridas.